In Yusuf and his brothers, there are signs for every one of those who want to ask. The lives of many prophets are mentioned in the Quran. One of these is Prophet Yusuf. The Quran contains very detailed information about the life of this holy prophet. Throughout his life, Prophet Yusuf encountered great difficulties, but he was always hopeful and always trusted in and gave thanks to God. For that reason, his life contains important lessons for all believers. Prophet Yusuf was Prophet Yaqub's son. Prophet Yaqub was a strong, sincere, and honored prophet. These features of him are related in the Quran in this way. And remember our servants Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub, men of true strength and inner sight. We purified their sincerity through sincere remembrance of the abode. In our eyes, they are among the best of chosen men. Prophet Yaqub had 12 sons. One was far superior to the others in terms of faith and morality. That was Prophet Yusuf. His brothers were very different to him. They lived solely for their desires and earthly passions, and ignorantly violated God's laws. Only the youngest brother approached his moral values. While still a child, Prophet Yusuf had a dream and told his father what he had seen. When Yusuf told his father, "Father, I saw 11 bright stars and the sun and moon as well. I saw them all prostrate in front of me." He said, "My son, don't tell your brothers your dream, lest they devise some scheme to injure you. Satan is a clear-cut enemy to man. Accordingly, your Lord will pick you out and teach you the true meaning of events and perfectly fulfill His blessing on you as well as on the family of Yaqub, as He fulfilled it perfectly before upon your forebears, Ibrahim and Ishaq. Most certainly your Lord is knowing, wise." Prophet Yaqub was a most sensitive and far-sighted person. He was aware of the jealous natures of his sons and how they were always ready to create confusion. His brothers were indeed exceedingly jealous of Prophet Yusuf. They thought that their father loved him more than he did them, and that this was an injustice. So powerful was this jealousy that they decided to eliminate Prophet Yusuf. They imagined that their father would then love them more, and they set about planning to kill him. When they declared, "Why? Yusuf and his brother are dearer to our father than we are, although we constitute a powerful group. Our father is clearly making a mistake. Kill Yusuf or expel him to some land so that your father will look to you alone, and then you can be people who do right." Yet in order to implement their plan, they had to depart and take Prophet Yusuf with them. they would have to convince their father to allow that. They said, "Our father, what is wrong with you that you refuse to trust us with Yusuf when in truth we only wish him well? Why don't you send him out with us tomorrow so he can enjoy himself and play about? All of us will make sure that he is safe." Prophet Yaqub was unwilling because he did not trust his children. He said, "It grieves me to let him go with you. I fear a wolf might come and eat him up while you are heedless, not attending him." His children eventually convinced him and departed, taking Prophet Yusuf with them. Prophet Yusuf was unaware of what was to happen to him. Yet his brothers had already begun implementing their cruel plan. They were just about to kill him when one of the brothers suggested they throw him into a well instead. At that difficult moment, God came to Prophet Yusuf's assistance, and it was God who inspired that idea in his brother. One of them said, "Do not take Yusuf's life, but throw him to the bottom of the well, so that some travelers may discover him, if this is something that you have to do." The well into which they threw Prophet Yusuf was dark and very dangerous. Moreover, it was uncertain whether he would ever leave it. Such circumstances would be most trying for anyone who did not believe. Yet even at this young age, Prophet Yusuf patiently placed his trust in God, and that is one indication of the superior moral values of his. At that most troubled time of his life, a miracle occurred. God told him of the future and clearly revealed that he would confound all the traps set for him. But when in fact they did go out with him and gathered all together and agreed to put him at the bottom of the well, we then reveal to him that you will inform them of this deed they perpetrate at a time when they are totally unaware. That evening, his sons returned weeping to Prophet Yaqub. In their hands was something belonging to Prophet Yusuf. This was supposedly his bloody shirt. That night they came back to their father in tears, saying, "Father, we went out to run a race and left Yusuf together with our things, and then a wolf appeared and ate him up. But you are never going to believe us now, not even though we really tell the truth." The miracle revealed by God to Prophet Yusuf was not long in coming. A caravan passing by the well found him. However, they had an ulterior motive for rescuing him. They wanted to sell him as a slave. The slavery system was widespread in Egypt in those years. Child slaves were particularly valuable. Some travelers came that way and then dispatched their water drawer, who left his bucket down. He said, "Good news for me, I've found boy." They then hid him away among their goods. God knew very well what they were doing. They indeed achieved their aim, and sold him very cheaply to an Egyptian. The Egyptian who had bought him told his wife, "Look after him with honor and respect. It's possible he will be of use to us, so perhaps we might adopt him as a son." And thus we established Yusuf in the land to teach him the true meaning of events. God is in control of his affair. However, most of humanity do not know. The family who purchased Prophet Yusuf placed him under their protection. They raised him with affection and compassion. They even considered adopting him. God was at all times by Prophet Yusuf's side, and these were all blessings given him by God. And new tests awaited him. When Prophet Yusuf reached maturity, his beauty began to attract the attention of a great many women. First among these was the lady of the house in which he lived, in other words, the wife of the Egyptian governor. Before long, the governor's wife made an improper suggestion to him. Prophet Yusuf rejected the woman, however, knowing that this would be a violation of God's laws. He immediately sought refuge in him. The behavior of Prophet Yusuf in the face of this incident is described in the Quran as thus. The woman whose house it was wanted to seduce him. She barred the doors and said, "Come over here." He said, "God is my refuge. He is my Lord and has been good to me with where I live. Those who do wrong will surely not succeed." She wanted him, and he would have wanted her, had he not seen the clear proof of his Lord. That happened so we might avert from him all evil and indecency. He was our chosen servant. But the governor's wife was very angry with him. And although he was innocent of any crime, she uttered a great slander against him. She told her husband that Prophet Yusuf had approached her with improper intentions. She demanded that he be punished. They raced to the door. She tore his shirt at the back. They met her husband by the door. She said, "How should a man whose intention was to harm your family be punished for what he did except with prison or painful punishment?" What happened is revealed in the Quran. He, Yusuf, said, "It was she who tried to seduce me." A witness from her people then declared, "If his shirt is torn in front, she speaks the truth, and he has clearly told a shameless lie. If his shirt is torn at the back, then she has lied, and he has clearly told the simple truth." This was in fact an indication of Prophet Yusuf's innocence. The woman had torn Prophet Yusuf's shirt from behind. The significance of that was clear. She had come up behind him as he moved towards the door. At this, the governor realized that Prophet Yusuf was innocent and accepted that his wife was the one responsible. He saw the shirt torn at the back and said, "The source of this is women's deviousness. Without a doubt, your guile is very great. Yusuf, ignore all this, and you, my wife, should ask forgiveness for your evil act. There is no doubt that you are in the wrong." However, the matter was not yet over. People began talking about what had happened between Prophet Yusuf and the governor's wife. It was clear that the governor's wife was the guilty party. Many people therefore criticized her. Some city woman said, "The governor's wife solicited her slave. He's fired her heart with love. We see that she's the one to blame." The governor's wife was greatly upset by all this talk against her. She therefore began preparing a plan. Her aim was to prove that she was right in her improper suggestion to Prophet Yusuf. Because Prophet Yusuf was an extraordinarily handsome person, and many women were amazed at his beauty. But when she heard of their malicious talk, she sent for them and made a sumptuous meal, and then she gave a knife to each of them. She said to Yusuf, "Go out to them." When they saw him, they were amazed by him and cut their hands. They said, "God preserve us. This is no man. What can this be but a noble angel here?" Despite all his determination, the governor's wife renewed her ugly proposition in front of a large crowd. She said that if he opposed her, she would throw him into a dungeon. She said, "You see? It's him you blamed me for. I tried seducing him, but he refused. If he does not do what I order him, he will be put in prison and brought low." Prophet Yusuf was most determined, however. He immediately sought refuge in God and sincerely begged for his assistance. He, Yusuf, said, "My Lord, the prison is preferable to me than what they call on me to do. Unless you turn their guile away from me, it may well be that I will fall for them and so become a man of ignorance." His Lord replied to him and turned away from him their female guile and deviousness. He is the one who hears, the one who knows. In fact, everyone knew that he was innocent. Yet they still took an unconscionable decision and threw him into a dungeon, where he remained for many years. The Egyptian king had a dream and was most interested to learn what it meant. He therefore asked all the seers and wise men in the land. Yet none of them were able to interpret his dream. It was just then that someone who had been in prison with Prophet Yusuf mentioned him to the king. The king declared, "I dreamt of 7 fat cows, which 7 thin ones ate, and 7 green ears of wheat, and some others which were dry. O counselors, explain my dream to me if you are those who can interpret visions." They said, "A jumbled mass of mixed up dreams. We do not know the meaning of such things." The one of them who had been saved then said, remembering after a period, "I will tell you what it signifies, so send me out." Everything was happening in line with a plan prepared by God for Prophet Yusuf. Forgotten for years in a dungeon, Prophet Yusuf was suddenly remembered by the will of God. This was how Prophet Yusuf interpreted the king's dream. He said, "Sow for 7 years in the normal way, and leave that which you harvest in the ear, except for a small amount from which you eat. Then after that, 7 hard years will arrive, in which you can eat from what you set aside for them, except for a little which you store. Then after that, another year will come in which the people will be helped by rain in plenty, and when they once more will press." In the wake of that interpretation, the king sent a messenger to call Prophet Yusuf to him. Yet he sent the messenger back to the king with a number of important questions in order that his innocence should be revealed. The king said, "Bring him to me straight away." But when the envoy came to him, he said, "Go back to your master and inquire of him what happened about the woman who cut their hands. My lord has knowledge of their cunning guile." In response to his question, the king gathered the woman together and asked for the truth of the matter. He said, "What was this past affair of yours when you solicited Yusuf?" Then they said, "God forbid, we know no bad of him." The governor's wife then said, "The truth has now emerged. Indeed, I tried to seduce him then, and he has simply told the honest truth." After so many years, the truth finally emerged. The way that Prophet Yusuf spent years in prison despite being totally innocent contained something very auspicious. Every moment experienced by this holy prophet had been planned in the sight of God. Throughout his time in prison, he had grown deeper and more mature in faith. In addition, the situation in Egypt had been arranged in such a way as to bring him to power. Prophet Yusuf went to the king who had called for him. This was the beginning of a whole new period for him. The king rewarded him with an important position and made him his counselor. Prophet Yusuf became responsible for the Egyptian treasury. At that time, a most important development took place. Those brothers who had thrown him into the well came to Egypt for reasons of trade. And the person who would appear before them was Prophet Yusuf. His brothers failed to recognize him, but he immediately recognized them. He treated them most hospitably and offered them material benefits. In implementing his plan, he actually had another aim in mind. He wanted to see his youngest brother. The brothers of Yusuf came into his presence and he knew them, but they did not know him. Then, having supplied their needs, he said to them, "Bring me your brother, your father's youngest son. Do you not see that I dispense full measure and am the most hospitable of hosts? But if you do not bring him here to me, your measure from me then will be denied, and you will not come near to me at all." His brothers did not want to lose the material benefits offered to them. They therefore immediately left Egypt and returned to their father, asking for their youngest brother. But Prophet Ya'qub did not trust them. He said, "How will my trusting him to your care be different from entrusting his brother before? The best of guardians, however, is God. He is the most merciful of the merciful." After having received a firm promise, Prophet Ya'qub allowed his youngest son to depart, reminding them to be careful. Prophet Yusuf meets his little brother. Prophet Yusuf's brothers returned to Egypt together and entered into his presence. He separated his little brother from the others and revealed his true identity. Then when they entered into Yusuf's presence, he drew his brother close to him and said, "I am your brother. Do not be distressed concerning all the things they used to do." Under the laws of Egypt, Prophet Yusuf could not have kept his brother with him. However, he managed this too with a clever plan. He announced that he had lost his bowl. Under the law, the owner of the bag in which the bowl was found would be arrested and detained. First, the other brothers' bags were opened. Nothing was found in them. Then it was the turn of the youngest brother's bag. The bag was opened. The bowl was in the youngest brother's bag. That was because Prophet Yusuf had hidden it there as part of his plan. He, Yusuf, started with their bags before his brothers and then produced it from his brother's bag. In that way, we devised a cunning scheme for Yusuf. He could not have held his brother according to the statutes of the king, only because God had willed it so. We raise the rank of anyone we will. Over everyone with knowledge is a knower. Prophet Yusuf and his brothers met once again. This time he disclosed his identity to them. He, Yusuf, said, "Are you aware of what you did to Yusuf and his brother in ignorance?" They said, "Are you Yusuf?" He said, "I am indeed Yusuf, and this here is my brother. God has acted graciously to us. As for those who fear God and are steadfast, God does not allow to go to waste the wage of any people who do good." They said, "By God, God has favored you above us. Clearly, we were in the wrong." His brothers were seized by a profound regret for what they had done. They accepted that God has singled Yusuf out and that he had chosen him over them. Prophet Yusuf displayed great maturity and forgave them. This information appears thus in the Quran. He said, "No blame at all will fall on you. Today, you have forgiveness from God. He is the most merciful of the merciful." Prophet Yusuf gave his brothers his shirt, asking them to take it to their father. Go with this shirt of mine and cast it on my father's face, and he will see again. Then come to me with all your families. And when the caravan went on its way, their father said, I can smell Yusuf's scent. You probably think I have become senile. They said, By God, your mind is still astray. Prophet Yaqub's reaction after taking the shirt is described in the Quran in these terms. But when the bringer of the good news came, he cast it on his face and sight returned. He said, Did I not say to you before, I know things from God you do not know? The first thing Prophet Yusuf did when he met his family was to hold them to his breast and remind them that they were safe. Neither were the hospitality and subtlety of Prophet Yusuf limited to this. The respect that he had showed his parents is described thus in the Quran. He raised his parents up onto the throne. They fell prostrate in front of him. At the same time, this was the moment when that very important dream he had had years before came true. Prophet Yusuf had dreamed of 11 stars, the sun and moon prostrating themselves before him. Now his mother, father, and brothers respected for the position he enjoyed, and they prostrated themselves before him as a mark of that respect. My father, truly this is now the interpretation of the dream I had. My Lord has made it all come true. And he was kind to me by letting me out of prison and brought you from the desert when Satan had caused dissent between me and my brothers. My Lord is kind to anyone he wills. He is indeed all-knowing and all-wise. Most people do not realize it, but a flawless plan set out by God operates at every moment of life. The life of Prophet Yusuf is manifest proof of that plan. He was thrown into a well by his own brothers, made the subject of an ugly slander, and forgotten in the dungeon he was cast into. Yet he never lost hope, but maintained his patience and determination. He knew there was something auspicious in even his most difficult moments, and gave thanks to God in every incident he experienced. And he finally attained great blessings in the wake of all these difficulties. The story of Prophet Yusuf contains a most important truth. This is revealed by God in the Quran. For truly with hardship comes ease. Truly with hardship comes ease.